Test 1-2, KE6, KE and clear.
Where is that LK, mobile?
AL4 EIL, mobile.
Recognize the call. Did I catch KO4 EIM? Is that right?
R4 EIL.
4 EIL. Yep, sorry about that. I believe we spoke the other day. And I don't recall your name, but it's Shane here, N4ZLK.
Oh, Shane, yeah, I'm Mark. I was coming down the road, going south Monday, and headed back north today.
And I was thinking, Mark, but I wasn't positive enough to throw it out there. So, good. Sounds like you had a good trip. Or I guess you had a good trip. I hope it did. Hope it went well.
Yeah, it was a great trip. Finished everything up. It was productive. We had a lot of fun. Got to catch up with quite a few folks I work with. And so all in all, a great trip. And so far, it's so good. I actually made it through Atlanta in both directions with minimal slowdown, which you can't beat that.
I guess, goodness gracious, if you'd waited till tomorrow, it probably would have been a lot worse. Today is Thursday. Yeah, today's Thursday. Days are running together.
And I managed to hit it at the right time in both directions. So, sometimes I'd rather be lucky than good, I guess.
I used to get down there at nighttime, and generally it flowed pretty well. They were doing a lot of construction, and of course they would do most of that at nighttime. So occasionally I'd get caught up in where they shut 285 down for 20 minutes while they're working on bridge or tearing down bridges, that kind of thing. And then every once in a while there'd be a major accident, and I'd try to have to find my way around either through Atlanta or a bypass, smaller road, but stuck to the interstates mostly, but it could happen. I was coming back from Atlanta one Saturday morning. Wasn't even in Atlanta. It was down below the Georgia line coming this way, and I got stuck for 3 hours. We just sat there.
I had a trip a few years ago coming back on the same route. I guess it was north of Atlanta. Same deal, man. I mean, it was just, shut the car off. There was no reason just to sit there and let it idle because nobody was moving for hours, and that is frustrating.
Tell you what, it's a whole lot easier to take when you're getting paid by the hour. and I just sat there, and I had to be careful because I was dozing a little bit, and I didn't want to be like the one guy when we started moving. There was a guy in a passenger car. He was just sitting there, and he's sound asleep.
Very easily, yeah. You're sitting there for so long. I mean, what the hell else are you going to do? But, yeah, that's cool. The only problem I had was I was really needing a pickle jar or something before we got moving again.
Well, I'm glad you had a good week. So, were you able to talk to anybody down there on that 14667 repeater?
Which one is that? I don't remember. I programmed these things in based on the closest city because that was the easiest way for me to kind of switch through as I was driving down. But, where is that close to? I may have.
Waukau Mountain, I think, W-A-U-K-U. It's west of 85, and it's the Gainesville repeater or the Lanier Amateur Radio Society repeater. But you can catch that one from the state line, South Carolina, all the way to Atlanta.
I think I have been on that one. It's been fun. I'll be honest, I've probably talked to people on, at this point, 6 repeaters, maybe 7.
Good one for finding activity, and there's a few others, and of course there's multiple repeaters down in Atlanta itself.
I have the best ones plugged in, but I added the one on the Bank of America building. That one was really good today. Although I'll say all the way through Atlanta, it's probably my radio, but I was getting a lot of static regardless of how strong the signal was.
With interference or with just conditions too, but probably down there's a lot of LED signs, all kinds of other RF signals, so it's possible that was contributing.
I figured it's just, you know, such an urban area. There's just so much RF interference everywhere. Because that's the only place I've ever really had that issue was coming through Atlanta. And it didn't matter which repeater I was on or how strong the signal was. It just seemed like there was a lot of static. So I guess maybe my radio is not as selective as it could be.
You using?
MA1. That's 50 watts. Kind of just your basic Chinese, I guess, radio, but it seems to have done really well. I've been really pleased with it.
With that brand, there's a lot of them out there now. Back when I started, there was your basic three: Yaesu, Kenwood, and ICOM. And I think Motorola. You could, if you had it programmed right or had the right crystals in it, you could use a Motorola radio on the 2 meter band.
Makes a lot of commercial radios. I'm sure some of them could be adapted to 2 meter, but no, this has been really solid. I've been very pleased with it. I've got nothing but good reports on it all the way up and down the road. I use this as my base station at home. I've got it connected to a Diamond X50 at the house, and occasionally jump on it there, although I've been dabbling more in HF than I have on 2 meter.
Tell me the brand again. I didn't recognize it, and I'll see if I can copy it better this time.
RETEVIS, and the actual model I've got is an MA1. It's a fairly new radio. I think it's been out for maybe a year, year and a half. Like I said, 50 watt dual band, cross band repeat. Other than that, it's pretty vanilla.
That time I read of it. MA1. I'm going to have to look that up. Haven't heard of that at all.
Design-wise, a knockoff of an older Kenwood. I remember reading several people saying it looks like exactly like an older Kenwood. But it's got dual channel, so it, you know, you can monitor two stations at once. It doesn't just kind of, what's it called, dual watch. It's actually got the two radios in it.
Oh, I finally got one of those. I got a Yaesu 150R, which is a dual VFO. I've kind of always stuck with a monoband. This one is actually a Yaesu 6000, and it's a dual bander, but not dual VFO, so it's only one band at a time. And I kind of liked having that access, but now I've got that dual band at home right now, sitting on the desk. It's what I use at home. I'm eventually probably going to put it in here. I don't know. We'll see what happens, or just get another one and put it in here. That might work.
Already, even though I'm fairly new to the hobby, that you can never have enough radios.
That's exactly right. Of course, I guess it depends on who's looking. My wife, I'm sure, would tell me if I got plenty, but there's always something newer or better, or just, well, sometimes I'll buy the same thing because I like it so well.
I definitely can see that happening. And, you know, it is one of those things where it's like, gosh, you know, I bought this as a base with the idea that I could throw it in the car from time to time. And, you know, on this trip, I'm like, you know, I think I should just mount one in the car all the time. But although I rarely drive more than 10 minutes at a time, so it probably doesn't make sense for me.
Must not make this trip very often then, because that's a little bit longer than 10 minutes.
This trip's only like maybe four times a year, sometimes five times a year. So, yeah, that doesn't happen that often. But other than that, I work from home, and so it's, yeah, there's some weeks that I don't even leave the house for 4 or 5 days.
It'd be hard to justify putting one permanently. I spend so much, well, I did. I used to spend so much time in going back and forth to work, just 45-minute drive to work, you know, there and then back again, and put one in my work vehicle, was able, because I was in that all day long, so that really helped out, made the time go by. But, yeah, if I wasn't traveling around much, you know, just a trip down to the local grocery store every once in a while, it probably wouldn't be worth it.
But I used to have a, gosh, for 18 years, I had a 45-minute one-way commute, and I wish I had been smart enough to get my license then. This would have been a lot made the time go by a lot quicker.
You can get into some good conversations, or you can listen to some good conversations. I've learned a lot just by listening to some people talk.
It's been interesting, and you know, like I said, I've been trying to learn more about the HF, and I got to get my general so I can expand my bands and actually, regardless of how well 10 meters do, be able to talk to somebody.
Having my general class license, I didn't get it right away. Well, it was a long time, but I didn't really have an opportunity to get on HF, but I have it now, and I enjoy it when I use it. My next goal is to upgrade just to do it so I can keep up with all these other people around here. That there's a lot of new guys that came in, and man, within 6 months they're all upgraded to extra.
If I had known I could take both tests at one time, I should have actually studied for the general and taken it at the same time I did my technician. I mean, I went ahead and took it, and I think I was only like 4 questions from passing it without even studying for it. But kind of kicking myself, I didn't know I could do that. But now I just got to get it back up and go. But I looked at the extra test there went through some of those questions. That's quite a bit of a step up. General's kind of like technician and, you know, plus, but looks like extra is quite a bit more in depth.
And if you don't have an electronics background, it makes it a little bit harder. I enjoy it. I just don't, you know, I didn't do anything with it, so... I need to get back to studying it. But the hardest part about the general years ago, I think, was having to go up to 13 words a minute on the Morse code.
If that was the case, I wouldn't even be on here, I don't think. But I can't ever see myself doing that. Maybe, who knows. But I enjoy the voice part of it. And then I want to dabble in some of the digital, like FT8 or something, just because it's kind of interesting to me, although I don't know if it will hold my interest, if that makes sense.
And 4ZLK. I've looked at the digital, and I had it running for a little bit, and then something changed and somehow, and I can't figure it out. And it's not that important. So, I mean, it was fun. I'd like to be able to have it working just because, but I'm more interested in having it working so that I can say I know how to do it and I did it than the fact that that's all I want to do. You know, I like the voice and the Morse code part as well.
Yeah, I completely understand that. I mean, that's the whole idea of I just want to do it so I can say I did it. I can't tell you how many projects I've done for that reason alone, but that's probably what I'm going to do with digital now. I've got the most of the parts assembled. I've just got to put it all together and get everything configured so it works together. Or at least that's what I think I got to do.
The guys, that's all they do, it seems like. They'll get on voice occasionally on sideband, but they're more interested in the digital. So anyway, Mark, I enjoyed it. I'm glad I caught up with you again. You have a safe trip back, and maybe next time come through, give me a shout. I usually have a radio on somewhere in the car or at home, but I'm pulling in the driveway and I got a deck project I'm working on, so I probably shouldn't take too much time. You have a good trip, and we'll talk to you later. KR4EIL and 4ZLK.
To talk to you again, and I will definitely try to connect next time I come through, but take care of yourself. Enjoy that project. Hopefully it's in the sun somewhere where you can stay warm, but again, great to talk to you, 73s, and this is KR4EIL. I'm clear.